Good morning. We're continuing Chai Adam, Klal Chaf Aleph, Siman Aleph. So we left off yesterday with saying that the Seder is not Ma'akev. So here's an interesting case. You're going to start with Abba Rabba first, and then the Baruch of Yitzhar, or second, you didn't say Baruch to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam and Abba Rabba at the beginning. In the normal way, the person says that he starts off with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then he proceeds. And we say that beginning statement works for the second bracha and for the third bracha as well. But over here, the first bracha had no beginning of a bracha to it, and we're still going to say the lochas that he's yotze, because since eventually he does say that nusach bracha, it works as it were backwards. It reaches backwards and reconstitutes the bracha of Abba Rabba appropriately. Now, one scenario where this theoretically could play out, that a person's allowed to daven shacharis, the brachas, etc., from Alois HaShachar and onwards. Actually, brachas are even permitted beforehand, but Sukkot Zimra from Alois HaShachar and onwards. Putting on tefillin is only permitted from Mishayakir. Let's say the person needed to daven early, and the only way he could be mas, it's just down to the minute. He doesn't have enough time, so we have to put on tefillin after Pesukah Zimra. You put it on after Pesukah Zimra, but even there it's going to be problematic because the bracha of, I'll say, well, at least when I get the Shema, it'll be Mishayakir. And I'll say Berachos Kriyas Shema. It takes me 2 or 3 minutes to get the Shema. I'll chaper in 2 or 3 minutes before Mishayakir. The law is that the bracha of Yotzer Or has to be said Mishayakir, because it talks about Or and Choshech and light being visible, etc. So the law is that bracha has to be said Mishayakir. So the bracha has to be said Mishayakir. I can't go ahead and say. So there is a suggestion, that scenario, that a person could actually say Abba Rabba first, and then pause, and by that time he reached his man of Mishayakir, and he could then go around and say the bracha of Yitzhar, which was over here, will be said second and not first. That's a unique case. I once had this halacha l'maisa, and we decided against doing it just because it's a davar tamua l'rabim, would be very confusing to people what we're doing. So therefore, we decided it's better not to confuse them. Mrs. Kriya Shema Al Harbi Poskim, he Shikar Parsha Shema, Parsha Vayim Shemoya. There is a disagreement exactly how much of Shema is the mitzvah. Is it just the first pasuk, the first paragraph, even the second paragraph? He says over here there are many poskim which say that the first and second paragraph are required to fill the mitzvah. Shabbam Nemar, Bidi Bar Tabon, both say you should talk about this. So I have a mitzvah to talk about the first paragraph. I have a mitzvah to talk about the second paragraph. So Chazal said, let's tie mentioning Kriya Shema together, mentioning Yisias Mitzrayim together with Kriya Shema. Many of the lessons that the Shema is talking about are really rooted in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Anochi Hashem, the Hashem Elokeinu corresponds, the Medrash says, to Anochi Hashem Elokeinu. So many times we find the connection. So Chazal said, as a Hashlama, we have him. You should say Kriya Shema together. You should say Yetzias Mitzrayim together with Kriya Shema. Now, but the truth is that scarcely you see Mitzrayim with its own separate mitzvah. A person should have kavana for the third paragraph to fulfill the mitzvah of saying Zeichus Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the kavana that he had at the beginning of Shema is not sufficient. So this is a new mitzvah that he's doing. This means also, if a person, whatever reason, was not able to say Shema in the appropriate time, wasn't feeling well, he still has a mitzvah to say the third paragraph, which is a mitzvah which is about Shkirsis Yis Mitzrayim, so that he is a chiyuv to say. Now the truth is, in that scenario, he should say the first two as well, because we want him to be makabel of Mokhu Shemaim, even though he's not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but that he'll still be makabel of himself O Mokhu Shemaim. Now Chazal Rasakan to say Yisrael Mitzrayim together with Kriya Shema. That's the last point that he says. So Chazal in the Tikkun, with that which Chazal said that Kriya Shema has to be said in the first 3 hours, which is Din D'oraisa, they also tied in Parsha Tzitzis. Prima Gadim says that a person is supposed to finish Parsha Tzitzis within the allotted time that you have for saying Shema, because Chazal tied it together to Shema, so it follows the rules of Shema that you must be completed before the 3 hours. If whatever reason he did not do so, he said the mitzvah of Tzitzis applies the whole day. It is not a time bound mitzvah, and therefore a person should still say it, even if they didn't get it in the appropriate time. But the person should, the chatchila, make sure that he gets it in the appropriate time. Have a good day.